Are stem cells the cure for lower back pain? Ever tossed and turned in bed, longing for relief from that nagging lower back pain? If yes, then you're not alone. Chronic lower back pain is a common complaint and often the result of degenerative disc disease. So far, the treatment options have been pretty limited. But what if there was an alternative approach? Something that could treat the root cause of the problem? Enter stem cells. These unique cells could revolutionize how we approach treating chronic lower back pain. Interested in learning more? Read on as we unravel their potential. What are stem cells? Stem cells are special cells with outstanding abilities. They can develop into virtually any type of cell within the human body, from brain cells to muscle cells. Stem cells come with an inherent ability to self-renew, meaning they can multiply and replenish themselves over a long period. They play key roles in our bodies, such as repairing damaged tissues. They can also be used outside of the body to create new organisms. If you imagine your body as a construction site, think of stem cells as your on-demand workforce that gets called in for repairs when needed. How can stem cells be used? Stem cells can be used in multiple ways, including the following. Increase understanding of why diseases occur. Stem cells have the remarkable ability to adapt to various cell types. This characteristic can give researchers invaluable insights into understanding how certain diseases occur and progress. Regenerative medicine, another exciting application of stem cells is in the field of regenerative medicine, allowing for damaged tissues and organs to be repaired or replaced. This could potentially cure all types of diseases, from cancer to chronic pain. To test new drugs for safety and effectiveness, stem cells can help scientists verify the safety and effectiveness of new drugs without having to use animal or human test subjects. This can help eliminate potential side effects before actual clinical trials. Stem cells have the potential to change our medical system and health outcomes. But are these cells capable of curing lower back pain specifically? In our next section, we'll answer that question. How can stem cells be used to cure lower back pain? If you know what a herniated disc feels like, then you know why some people will explore any treatment necessary to get rid of it. If exercise, physical therapy, and even surgery keep lower back pain around, what else could a patient do? They could try injecting stem cells. This is done through intradiscal injections, which typically utilize cells derived from a person's bone marrow. These cells are high in a stem cell type called a mesenchymal stem cell, or MSC for short. After collecting and concentrating these cells, patients get them administered by guided injection with the goal of improving or treatment back pain. Studies show that MSCs can rapidly divide and repair damaged tissues. They can also self-renew, so they have the potential to keep working to heal and reduce pain after the first treatment if completed. When MSCs reach the injured site, blood platelets will often form together and release cytokines. This can activate white blood cells, which become aware of the injured site that needs to be repaired. Although using an injection to administer the cell sounds scary, this procedure is minimally invasive and generally less painful than the alternatives, such as surgery. Understandably, when a doctor transplants stem cells, you'll be asked not to move since this could affect the accuracy of the injection. Recovery can take up to 12 months, so be prepared to be patient during this process. Do stem cells actually work to cure lower back pain? No one wants to go through all of that pain for nothing. So the question remains, do stem cells actually cure lower back pain? Unfortunately, research on outcomes is a bit conflicting. A recent 2022 study showed that stem cell injection into the lower back has a 40.7% success rate after 6 months, and only 30% reported any functional improvement. However, data is really limited on this subject because the common use for stem cell injections is still relatively new. At the same time, there's good news on the discogenic back disease and intervertebral disc disease fronts. A 2019 study showed that stem cell injections can help manage both conditions by minimizing inflammation. There's also research that shows that stem cell therapy can effectively support partial disc recovery and total disc regeneration, so it isn't all bad. On the upside, stem cell injections appear to have limited side effects. Nausea and vomiting are the most common. With that said, you should avoid illegal stem cell procedures, as you could put your life at risk, and always check with your primary care provider about which medical options are best suited for your specific situation. As we come to the end of this overview of stem cells and lower back pain, it's clear that this is an evolving field full of potential. While we await more scientific evidence to confidently establish stem cell therapy as a treatment for chronic lower back pain, the early indications are promising. Here's to a future where living with chronic pain is no longer the norm. If you found this blog valuable, subscribe to BioInform and Stem Cell Industry Updates. Seeking advanced stem cell treatment? RejuvStem, a premier regenerative medicine center, uniquely offers proprietary DesiWaMuse cells and DesiWaMuse exosomes. Unlike conventional stem cell clinics, RejuvStem combines its patented protocols, rigorously sourced, high-purity mesenchymal stem cells, MSCs, and DesiWaMuse cells for a range of regenerative applications. Their expert medical team can evaluate whether Muse cell therapy or premium MSC treatment is the appropriate protocol for your specific condition. Located in Cancun, Mexico, RejuvStem Clinic serves patients from the United States, Canada, and throughout the world. Contact them today or request a free consultation. Disclaimer: nothing on this site is intended to operate as legal or medical advice. The companies, people, and products referred to in this database have not been evaluated by the FDA. The clinics listed in this database are for information purposes only. They are not endorsed by BioInform, and their practices may not be in compliance with the US FDA and or other regulatory bodies worldwide. To learn more about risks, dangers, and adverse events associated with stem cells, review the FDA's warnings about stem cell therapies.